The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Seattle's ace calling out a particular fan base around these parts, and he's not happy about it.
What's that?
Roger, what's up?
Hey, Roger.
Well, yo, good morning, Bonte Shafsky. What's happening, man?
Good morning, Roger.
Just wanted to just tap in with you guys. Bonte hit the nail on the head earlier this season, man. He was feeling it week 4, week 5, calling out the fan base. And he's right, man. Y'all looking like some unfaithfuls. You know, we're the faithful, man. We got to back the team up. Brock Purdy. I can't believe we're still talking about Kirk Cousins. Y'all bringing up Kirk Cousins still?
Man.
Still? Now we're talking about Sam Darnold. He's balling out.
Man.
In Minnesota.
Hey, wait, real quick. Real quick, Roger. Hey, the Sam Darnold thing is so ironic. They didn't want him on the team last year backing up Brock Purdy. Now they want to pay him a multi-year deal to bring Sam Darnold back to the Niners. It's insane, isn't it?
You know what it is, Bonte? They forget about the Blaine Gabberts. They forget about the David Carrs.
Mm.
They forget about the Matt Schaubs and the Nick Mullins and the C.J. Beathards. I could keep going. J.T. O'Sullivan, Nate Davis. I mean, come on, man. You guys are real ungrateful and unfaithful right now. Brock Purdy's the man. I say we pay him. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you, Roger.
We just got to keep this thing going.
Roger, I'm with you. Why everybody wants to play musical chairs at the quarterback position? You finally found a guy who played like an MVP a season ago. He's played great football yesterday. Why we always got to play musical chairs at the quarterback? Like the grass is always greener or something. It doesn't make sense to me, Roger.
I mean, man, to be honest with you, I feel like at all fan bases, we should know the grass ain't always greener, especially when it comes to the quarterback position. Come on, man. Everybody, let's get on board. Let's back these boys up. Let's finish the season strong, playoffs or not. Next year, we're coming for the throat, for the jugular, man.
Roger, I'm kind of with that. I like that energy. And you know what? Just reload and get ready to host Super Bowl 60 next season at Levi's Stadium. That's what it's all about.
Well, if you want to ask big picture why the Niner fan base is like so obsessed with the next guy, well, it's kind of been ingrained over many decades. I mean, going back to Y.A. Tittle getting replaced by John Brody, like this has been a conversation in these parts forever. And you, DeBerg and Montana and Young, you know, Young and Garcia, and then obviously Garcia takes off, and then you get Ken Dorsey and Alex Smith and Kaepernick, and like it's been decades, right? Like we've had these transitions and these conversations. This isn't an exclusive to just this particular moment in time to Niner fans. Doesn't mean it's right. I'm not exonerating the behavior, but it is like a generational thing.
Yeah, but the 30 and under crowd, they had Kaepernick.
Yeah, but their own coach, while Jimmy was actively the quarterback, was searching to find his replacement.
Exactly.
So I'm not knocking the under 30 crowd.
Well, I mean, I don't want to go here. I don't want to talk about that right now. By the way, the Doobie Awards coming up December 20th, where we celebrate the show, the listeners, the year, 95.7 The Game. But give out some awards. That's really what we're there for. We're there to give out some awards, have some fun, have some drinks, eat some free food at Luffy Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale from 6 to 10 a.m. So go ahead right now. Take December 20th off. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this. You do not want to miss this. It's going to be the biggest party that radio's ever thrown. I'm telling you. The other station ain't doing it. You know, this. We throw the best parties. There's no doubt 95.7 The Game throws the best parties.
Ain't no party like a 957 party.
There you go.
It's too wordy. Too wordy.
But
I was going to go No Limit party.
Nobody's
too wordy.
The party's so, it's going to be popping so hard. Guru Friday was like, I'm really jealous. And this time he took a shot, said we're going to be up there by Petaluma and probably going to want a hotel room and this and that. We ain't getting all that.
That's what wrong Steiny. Direction.
Yeah, wrong direction, Steiny.
Petaluma's north. Yes. This is south.
This is in Sunnyvale, and we are getting a hotel room.
Yeah.
The Warriors played the night before, so maybe get to the hotel a little late. Is it even worth it for me to go to the hotel room? Is it worth it?
I have a basketball game the night before. Oh, we got moved from Friday to Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
We're going to be running on fumes then.
Not really.
I might be.
Move on, Joe.
I might be. Who are you playing basketball for?
I'm not playing. I'm coaching.
Oh. Who are you coaching?
St. Brendan's, eighth grade.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You guys the favorite to win?
I don't know. Who knows? We're right in the middle of the pack.
So I want to put this out there. Shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. I went in to the boss man's office last hour, and I demanded that he turn on the YouTube chat.
And what did he say?
Well, he's just saying it's too distracting. I said, well, how are we going to give out one of our biggest awards of the year? YouTuber of the year is an award. Like Chicago and Jason, I don't know if he should win. I haven't seen him in a while. It's been, what, how many days? Where's the guy who's updates? 69 days? 70 days? Nice. Tyler Miller? Who's going to win YouTuber of the year? I have no idea because the chat's disabled. So let's just, you know what? I'm going to do this. I can't believe I'm going to do this. I'm probably risking my job by doing this. Flood Matt Nahegan's Twitter timeline right now. And tell them to get the damn chat on. We want the chat. We want the chat. We want the chat. We want the chat. You going to back me on this? No? You're going to leave me
out? I'm just thinking about the Niners.
Oh, you're just
going to
leave? You're going to just leave me out there to dry? You're
going to
leave me out there high and dry?
And various possible middle of the order lineups.
Some teammate this guy is.
For the Giants.
Some teammate this guy is, huh?
The last time you had a chant like that was don't sell Snell, and they didn't, and then he went to the Dodgers.
Well, they shouldn't have sold Snell, but you also should have bought something.
Do you even remember any of the starts in September?
No, but I remember the starts in June and July and August, and he was one of the best pitchers of baseball, but Farhan didn't do anything to improve the team. He sold off parts, so I'm like, wait a minute, you're going to keep Snell and then sell off ancillary pieces like Jorge Soler? Good Lord. Good Lord. The Lord.
I can't even believe you said that to question my integrity.
Seriously. The guy should be fired, WFAN.
Not be fired. Why are we taking everything so serious?
No, you made
a mistake a couple years ago. John Heyman, that is. He made a mistake in reporting. It happens. You miss, you laugh a little, and you move on.
This had nothing to do with that. This had saying, oh, we know you get paid by agents. Yeah, so don't do that. No, you don't need to do that.
He said Arson Judge to the Giants.
Yeah, well, that's yesterday's news. That's done.
But what? We can't that's laugh done. A little?
No, John Heyman's in the mood for it, man. Oh. He's talking serious business.
You're reporting on baseball contracts. You're not reporting on
serious business. Serious business. The Twitter handle is at Matt Nahegan, NAHIGIAN. Flood his Twitter timeline right now and get the damn chat back so we can give out this award December 20th. Speaking of which... Filmo Mike. Filmo in the building. What's up, Filmo?
Hey man. I don't know what happened with the YouTube chat, but the YouTube chat was lit.
Lit.
So we got it. What you mean the YouTube chat? When y'all was on the YouTube, y'all had the chat. You I can see you, but I can't chat and talk about your fade, talk about your haircut, how much weight Shasky gained.
What?
In order with not so or lost.
Shout out to you, guys.
Yeah, I got your back like a bra strap. Anyway, though, but listen, bruh. The engine, get the YouTube chat back. It was lit. It was cracking. I don't know what you're doing. With that being said, December 20th, come out to the Doobie Awards, man. I'm doing some voiceovers. I'm going to be in the billing, man. Hey, I got another event to go to, and I'm coming to y'all event.
That's dedication.
We lit. Hey, it's the life is so real that I gotta get on a call right now. I have to get on a call.
Hey, real quick, Fimo. Real quick, but, 10 seconds. 10 seconds, Fimo. Warriors win. Impressive.
Very impressive.
Ooh, I
love the word. The Warriors is bringing us back, man. The Niners is disappointing, but you know what? I'm never giving up on the Niners. That's because you know why? We're faithful. Hey, yes, watch your back. It's Cameo, man. I'm here. It's 97, man.
Jacob in Castro Valley. Jacob.
That was Jacob, an all-time call.
Jacob in Castro Valley. What's up, Jacob?
I'm getting fatter? That's not cool.
Hey.
Wait, you're a Doobie Award nominee? What category?
Yeah.
What category?
I'll be there. I believe for the Niners rap that I did a couple weeks back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was Jacob, we met you. You came into the studio, yeah. Right? You work on the elevators or the refrigerators.
Yeah, I had a breakfast with Baldy.
Yeah, that's right. I remember you. Yeah, you did have a fire. Hey, man, that rap was, we got to replay that rap. That rap was hard. What you got, Jacob?
No, I just wanted to talk about Brock Purdy and the Niners organization. You know, I was fortunate enough to be at that game against the Dolphins where Purdy got to step in and he just balled out from there on out. And I just wanted to, like, remind the fan base and remind myself where we were at before him. I mean, we were stuck with Trey Lance and Jimmy G, and it was looking like a wrap. And then this kid just stepped in and he took over. And he balled out and he took control. And, I mean, the Niners are fortunate to have run into Brock Purdy, because with what happened with Trey Lance in that draft, they were all on the hot seat and the fans were turning on him. And Brock Purdy's done nothing but good. And you can't expect him to have a fantastic game every week, you know, and people talk about his arm strength, which isn't really a factor in Shanahan's offense. His offense isn't built around a QB with arm strength. He's built around keeping the ball for as long as possible, running it down the field, short passes, you know, mid passes. So Brock Purdy fits great. And people may say he's a system QB, but the fact is we don't know that yet until he's in another system. But we know he works great for this system.
No doubt.
Brock Purdy's our guy. Brock Purdy is our guy.
Let's go, Jacob. I'm with that. He makes a system. Every quarterback is a system quarterback, technically. They're all running some sort of system. But can you master the system? Can you maximize the system? We've seen Brock Purdy play at an elite level within this system, Shasky, and play at a high level. So, look, he's going to be a 49er next year. I'd be shocked if he wasn't wearing number 13.
We all would be shocked. I think we all would be shocked. The big takeaways, though, for me in this game is like, man, when Juwan Jennings is healthy and they're targeting him, guy just makes plays. I don't think he's a number one per se, but I think he's a really solid two. And then I look at George Kittle. When they target this guy, he produces. He's an absolute, no doubt about it, Hall of Famer. He's got to stay on this team for a long time. They got to find tight end two to pair alongside of him so that you can, you know, pick and choose your spots with the physicality, because you want to be able to keep Kittle for as long as you possibly can.
They have to, and
apparently this is a deep tight end draft. You have to find tight end two to pair alongside of him.
Yeah, that guy for Penn State looks like he's going in the first round, but there's some tight ends in college that I like. We'll get to draft season. It's way too early for that. Let's go to our main man, Manny, on the Dumbarton Bridge. And it sounds like, Manny, are you going to be at the Doobie Awards?
Yes, sir. I'm going to be there with y'all bright and early, my friend.
I can't wait, Manny. You're up for Roaster of the Year. I think you're a dark horse candidate. You've been bringing it all season, all year. Your calls have been so much better than BPA's. It's not even funny.
Appreciate it, my friend. Hey, but you know what, man? I love being a 49er fan because fan is short for fanatic. You love them when they win. You get frustrated when they lose. And yesterday, it was vintage 49ers, you guys. However, I'm going to reserve judgment. You know how in school when you take the test and all that stuff and some things don't work, vibe out, you get an incomplete. I'm going to give them an incomplete right now. When I'm going to puff my chest is when we see each other on Friday, what happens the night before? That's the game that's going to be the litmus test for me. For the Niners season.
Maybe, make sure you don't end up at Laughing Monk Brewery. You can go there and go get you a bite to eat, but we won't be there until the 20th, not this Friday.
No. Oh, yeah, the 20th. My bad.
Just want to make sure you're there and you see what's going on. And be like, oh, 95-7 the game. Those jokers flaked on us. No. It's the 20th.
I got you. But all things being said, man, thank you for clearing that up. Now I got to go to work. Thanks for clearing that up. But man, the game yesterday, like I said, it was great to see it. Man, if anything, from this season, Niner fans, that you walk away from, appreciate number 85. I thought when Vernon came to the Niners and he started developing, you know, after the Singletary blowout, that we saw the next best thing to Brent Jones. I stand corrected. Number 85, after Kittle is done with it, he was always known as saying that you should leave it better than the last guy that you took it from. Hang that jersey up when that man leaves.
George Kittle is having a spectacular season. Forget a Purdy's contract, Shasky. George Kittle continues to produce at a high level, and him speaking out last Sunday in Buffalo, yeah, I was running routes. I felt like I was open. I think I ran four routes after the first catch of the game. Well, he had six targets yesterday, six catches, and 151. He had over 100 yards in the first half alone.
On a team this year that is 21st in yards after catch, where would they be without George Kittle?
Not 6-7. What he does in a run game, what he does in a pass game, he's an all-time player.
That stat they threw up, they were showing like a yards after catch, and from 2018 through 2023, the Niners number one by far. And then this year, 21st. And it's like, wow, what the hell has happened? Right? Like, what has happened to the yards after catch? And the one guy who still makes yards after catch, especially after contact, is George Kittle.
Yep.
Over and over and over again. And him rumbling on the first drive after they threw that screen pass to him, I was like, all right, it's going to be a Kittle game. And they just kept feeding him. And if he needed to go for 250, he would have yesterday.
Yep, I agree. He would have.